Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Baptism is such a joyous time in the life of the church.
受洗是一个我们非常喜乐的事情。
I've only been a couple here in this church.
在这个礼拜堂呢，他曾经来过几次。
But each time I come, this place is packed.
每一次来的时候呢，就坐满了非常多的人。
And people are looking up with anticipation.
每个人在看的时候都非常的期望。
Excited to see their friends.
非常的兴奋看到他们的朋友
excited to see their family
也非常的兴奋看到他们的家庭
and excited to see the work of the Lord on their lives
也很高兴呢看到主的作为在他们的身上
you know, and that's not an accident in our church
那这个呢不是一个偶然的事情
we plan baptisms very well in advance
我们在那个设计这个敬礼的时候呢我们设计得很长远
there are 4 dates a year
每一年我们有四次的敬礼
and it's in pretty hard stone
And 那个敬礼的时间很早就定了。
And we prepare.
那我们会准备。
And we pray.
我们会祷告。
And we practice.
那我们会练习。
So that as we come here to observe the baptisms of our friends and family.
那我们来这里呢，来观礼的时候。
God may be glorified in this place.
神呢就的荣耀就会受到。
But as we talk about joy and as we sing songs like Happy Day, Happy Day.
那当我们讲到是唱那个歌说这个是快乐日。
Have you ever wondered why you are joyful?
你会不会曾经想到说为什么你那么快乐呢
What is the source of your joy?
那您快乐的来源是什么呢
What is the source of their joy?
那他们快乐的来源是什么呢
Is it just because they get to wear nice white robes?
因为呢他穿了一个那个白色的那个旗袍
Is it because they get a gift and a flower at the end?
因为他们可以拿到礼物或者是那个花
Is it so that their family could get off their back?
因为这样的话，他的那个家庭的那个人就不会再一直唠叨。
I mean, what is the joy? What is the joy?
那到底他们为什么那么快乐呢
？And why should we come into a joint service celebrating baptism with that same kind of anticipation and joy?
那至于我们做观礼的人呢，为什么我们会这么快乐的参与呢
？Well, today we're going to look at a couple of parables.
今天我们要看到几个比喻。
That has joy spilling all over.
那会 提到是说，那个神的那个恩典跟快乐的里面都写的。
And I think it'll help us to understand a little bit more of where this joy comes from.
让我们能够比较了解说这样的一个那个天上的喜乐是怎么样来的。
So if you will turn with me to Luke chapter 15.
请大家看路加福音第十五章。
We're going to look at verses 1 through 10.
我们要从第一节到第十节。
I'll go ahead and read it first in English.
那么牧师会先从英文的那个章节先读
And then following we'll read in a Mandarin
那我就用中文来读
Luke chapter 15 verses 1 through 10 Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble saying This man receives sinners and eats with them So he told them this parable saying What man among you if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it. When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one coin,does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost. In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
我们请大家一起看《路加福音》十五章一到十节。众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭耶稣就用比喻说你们中间谁有一百只羊失去一只不把这99只撇在旷野去找那失去的羊直到找着呢找着了就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上回到家里就请朋友邻舍来对他们说我失去的羊已经找着了你们和我一起欢喜吧我告诉你们一个罪人悔改在天上也要这样为他欢喜叫比为99只不用悔改的义人欢喜更大或是一个妇人有10块钱若失落一块岂不点上灯打扫屋子细细的找直到找着吗找着了就请朋友邻舍来对他们说我失落的 那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
There are three parties in these two stories that express joy.
这里有三个不同的组呢，在这个预言里面呢，会把他们的欢喜讲出来。
And I'd like for us to look at one at a time.
我们可以把每一个看慢细的看。
The two stories are actually very similar if you go ahead and look at them together.
这两个比喻其实是蛮类似的。
And they actually set up a more extensive, more detailed story, also known as the prodigal son, later on.
那么在后来呢，你会看到浪子的比喻，也是一个比较详细的一个比喻。
But the essence of these stories are such.
那么这个比喻的那个含义呢，就是这样子的。
That there was something or someone that was lost.
那有一些东西，所以有一些人呢就遗失了。
There was someone that was looking for that thing or person.
那有人呢就去找那个遗失的人。
And then there's rejoicing in heaven.
那么在天上有人会很欢喜。
Well, what is the coin and what is the sheep?
那么那个铜板呢，跟那个羊呢，到底代表什么呢？
If you just look in the first couple of verses, you find that Jesus was being accused of doing something.
如果你从前面的几节，你会知道呢，耶稣呢会给法利赛人跟文士呢议论他。
He dared to dine and fellowship with the sinners of that society.
他说这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
These are not just average sinners, these are the worst of all sinners.
这些不是普通的罪人，是非常对他们来讲犯罪很深的罪人。
These are people that if you are a righteous, God-loving Pharisee or a Jew, that you would stay away from as far as you can.
这些罪人呢，是那些法利赛人和文士，他们觉得是罪大滔天的一些罪人，绝对不会跟他们坐在一起吃饭的。
God forbid if you were to become unclean because you were near them.
Yeah, 那他是恐怕说跟他们在一起的话呢，就会因为沾染到他们的罪，那么就非常的忌。
So Jesus went in their midst and preached to them.
那耶稣就到那些罪人当中呢，去跟他们传道。
And that was something he wasn't supposed to do.
那他们本来是不应该这么做的。
But since they are the sinners,
因为他们是罪人。
The ones that Jesus actually says that he came to save and not the righteous.
耶稣说他来不是要救那个义人，是要救罪人的。
I think we can see that these sinners that Jesus came to preach to are the coin and also are the sheep.
那我们很快的，我们可以看到是说耶稣来到这里呢，寻找的就是那块钱跟那些失去的羊。
See, Jesus doesn't deny that they are sinners.
那耶稣从来没有说他们不是罪人。
He doesn't try to make them better people than they are.
他没有想要把他们弄成一个变成一个好人。
You find that in verses 7 and 10 that he calls them to repent.
那在第七跟第十节呢，耶稣叫他们要悔改。
And that the joy in heaven comes from that repentance from sinners.
那在天上的欢喜呢，就是说因为这些罪人悔改了。
And as we have brothers and sisters that were baptized here today.
我们可以看到这个兄弟姐妹今天呢，就受浸。
As white and as clean as they looked.
那他们现在变成雪白，洁净如雪这样子。
They were also born sinners.
他们呢也是出生的时候就是一个罪人。
They're born sinners not because of how bad of the things they can do.
他们是罪人，不是因为他们做了坏事。
But because we were born selfish.
就是说我们在出生的时候，我们就是非常的自我为中心。
We desire our security and our glory.Instead of God's.
我们要自己的荣耀，而不是要神的荣耀。
We want to worship us and our achievements instead of God.
那我们引以为傲的是自己的成就，而不是上帝。
And the Bible is very clear that none of us are exempt from that.
那圣经讲得很清楚，我们都是罪人。
So we are sinners.
我们都有罪。
But Jesus came for these sinners.
可是耶稣来本来就是要救罪人的。
And Jesus in these two stories found the sinners.
那耶稣呢，在这两个比喻里面都找到那个罪人。
So the first source of joy has to be the coin or the sheep that was found.
那第一个呢，他们提到是说这块钱跟那个羊被找到的羊。
My son, 2 years ago, we were traveling to New York.
那两年前呢，那个牧师跟他的儿子有到纽约去。
And we were leaving LAX.
那在离开洛杉矶的机场的时候。
And I guess you know our first child, so you know we aren't too careful.
那因为他是第一个小孩，所以他就不是很小心。
And we ended up going separate ways. My wife and I went this way, and then my son just kind of wandered that way.
那么进入机场的时候，父母亲两个往东走，那小孩就往西走。
He didn't know what to say.
那他也不晓得怎么讲话。
And it took a little too long before we realized it.
那就等了蛮长的一阵子，他们发现那个小孩子不见。
But once we realized,
等到他发现的时候,
we were screaming and yelling and running, looking for him.
他就在那边大叫，一直在喊Thomas的名字。
And when we found him, even though he couldn't articulate what he was feeling,
那等到他找到他儿子的时候，虽然他儿子还很小，不能讲话。
We saw the joy in his face.
我们可以看到他脸上非常的欢喜，看到他。
We saw the smile in his face.
他有一个很大的一个很愉快的微笑在他脸上。
And we held him very close for the whole trip.
那在整个的那个旅程当中，他就紧紧的把他抓住。
So a coin and a sheep that was lost.
所以这个钱呢，跟这个羊在遗失的时候。
And these stories were found.
后来被寻找了。
So there had to have been joy there.
所以这里呢，有一个很欢喜快乐的一个结尾。
And as you were asked, for those of you that are guests today, of those that are baptized,
那么那些在这里做观礼的一些亲戚朋友们，
I'm thinking that when they asked you to come today,
那么这些受浸的人邀请你来的时候，
that they didn't come to you with very sad faces.
他们不是说很悲伤的来请你过来。
That they didn't say, oh, I'm getting baptized. Do you want to come?
他不会满脸忧愁说，哎，我要被受浸了，你可不可以来陪我？
Now, they might not know how to ask you to come to church.
他可能不晓得要怎么样邀请你来礼拜堂。
But you should have been able to see that there was something joyful in them as they asked.
可是他一定是在心里蛮有喜乐的时候问您说可不可以。
They might not have been able to share and articulate the hope that they have in Christ to you. But you could tell that there was something inside that was different about them. It's because they were lost and now I'm found. And their lives are filled with inexplicable joy. But see, joy is not isolated to the people alone that got baptized.
那么这个欢喜呢，不只是指于那些被受浸的人。
Because then, this kind of joy would almost be like medication.
不然的话，这个就像那个药一样。
You want to make yourself happy? Get baptized.
如果你要找到快乐，你就去受浸。
There has to be something about this joy that is greater than that person in his life.
那么这种那个喜乐呢，是会比他这个人呢本身还大。
And then we move on to see that there was a finder.
那我们下一个步骤，我们就看到是说有那个寻找罪人的人。
When you see that it was Jesus that told the story, you can see very clearly that Jesus is that finder.
那我们就知道主耶稣呢，他是来寻找罪人的。
Jesus is the one where Romans 5 says that while we were still hopeless and while we were still sinners, that he came to die for us.
那么主耶稣说，当我们还在做罪人的时候呢，他就来到世间寻找我们。
That he was obedient even unto death.
那他顺服神一直到死为止。
And he humbled himself as a servant.
那么他把他自己谦卑作为一个仆人。
It's because he was seeking out sinners.
因为呢，他是要寻找罪人。
And as sinners were found,
那当罪人被寻找的时候,
and as these sinners repented of their sin,
当这些罪人悔改的时候,
and decided to follow Jesus,
想要开始跟随主耶稣的时候,
Jesus, the finder, was filled with joy.
那么耶稣呢，这个出来寻找罪人的人呢，他就非常的欢喜。
You know, what made the LAX incident very memorable for me?
那么让那个洛杉矶机场的这个遗失小孩的事情让他非常一个警觉的事。
Part of it was seeing the joy on his face.
主要的呢，是一部分是看到他儿子脸上写明的一些欢喜的一个。
But I guarantee that my joy was exceedingly greater than his.
那么他能够想象说做父母的呢，找到小孩呢更高兴。
Part of it is because I feared my wife. But that's another story.
有一部分是说他怕给他太太呢责备。
But this is my son, this is my blood.
可是这个是我自己的儿子，我自己的心血。
What can I do if I lost him?
那如果我把他搞丢了，那我怎么办呢？
I don't want to think of another minute if I was to have lost him.
那他不要很难想象说在另外一分钟如果他又再把他搞丢的话。
So as I saw the tears on his eyes and a smile on his face when we found each other,
所以当他看到那个小孩子脸上呢，满脸的笑容，可是眼睛里面还有很多泪水。
I might not have shown it outwardly,
他可能没有在外面呢，有表示出来。
But as the finder, I was overwhelmed with joy that I found my son.
可是他是一个出去寻找他儿子的人，他非常非常的快乐。
So that's the second source of joy, the finder.
那么第二个那个快乐呢，是有那个去寻找的那个主耶稣的快乐。
But you know what's great about God?
那你晓不晓神是非常伟大的？
Is that He experiences joy as well in salvation.
那神自己呢，本身在这个救恩的时候呢，他的过程里面，他也非常的喜乐。
In verse 7, there be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents.
在第七节里面看到是说，在天上的也这样为他欢喜。
In verse 10, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
那他是说第十节，他是说一个罪人悔改在神的使者面前也是这样的为他欢喜。
So the joy is not limited to the lost, it's not limited to the finder, but it's part of the heart of God.
所以这个喜乐呢，除了是给那个罪人，然后也第二个呢是给那个去寻找罪人的，主要是主耶稣。第三呢，在天上的神跟那个使者都非常的欢喜。
The joy is in the heavens where God is.
所以在这个喜乐呢，是在天上，是神居住的地方。
God delights seeing people repent.
那神看到罪人悔改的时候，非常的喜乐。
God delights seeing people finding joy in Him instead of things, instead of jobs, instead of homes, instead of other priorities that are so small compared to Him.
当神看到人呢，不会是说把他自己的快乐建筑在他的屋子、他的工作、他的财富的话，而把他们的喜乐建筑在神的身上的话，神心里会非常的满足。
When God made everything and said it was good, He meant it.
当神在造世界七天的时候，他说这个是非常的完全，他的确是说是非常的美好。
And when His relationship with man was broken by sin, He was brokenhearted.
那当他的那个关系跟人的关系是因为罪的关系而止境了的时候，他心里也非常的难受。
So beyond just a personal relationship between something that's lost and the finder.
那说除了是说那个遗失的人跟那个被寻找的牧者的话
，There's a cosmic joy when somebody is reconciled to God through Jesus Christ.
那在天上呢有大喜了，当一个罪人悔改。
So what does that mean for us?
所以这个呢跟我们有什么关系呢
？Well, it means that as we're sitting here, if we are believers,
那就是说我们这些作为基督徒的呢，我们坐在这里的时候。
That the least we can do is enter into that joy.
那我们最低限度就是说能够参与他们的喜乐。
Enter into that celebration. Enter into this new life that we are seeing our friends experiencing.
所以我们参与这个观礼呢，我们也能够参与他们的那个生命。
Many of us, as we think about our walks with the Lord, it might be sometime in the past.
那我们回想我们过去就是跟神的关系呢
In fact, it was so long ago, maybe we don't even remember all the details anymore.
有时候你们悔改的经验呢也许非常久以前你可能都不太记得那个详细的情形
But when we see a baptism, we can't run away from it. That is our story.
那当你看到敬礼的时候你就会回想说我们当初也曾经受过敬礼
That is our song.
那个是我的诗歌
Jesus saved me.
主耶稣救了我的生命。
And I belong to him.
那我是属于主的。
And with that in mind, we should experience joy.
那就是因为这样子呢，我们就心里蛮有喜乐。
And if we are not there, we need to cry out to our God.
如果我们心里没有这样的喜乐呢，我们必须要向神呼求。
So that we can watch baptisms and just be filled with genuine, spirit-filled joy.
所以当我们看到敬礼的时候呢，我们心里也同样的蛮有喜乐。
There's some of us that are still lost.
那我们在会众呢，有一些也是一样失落的。
It might not be anything that we're doing on purpose.
也许不是你们有意要这么做的。
But we've just never made that decision to repent of our sins and follow Jesus.
那也许你从来没有做过那样的一个决定，说要跟随主。
And maybe we think that, oh, it's a personal decision.
也许你说这个是个人的一个决定。
And I mean, I love God anyway.
我还是一样爱神呢。
But we see from these stories that loving God and entering into His joy
那我们看到这些比喻呢，如果我们爱主呢，跟进入他那个的喜乐呢
，means repenting of our sins and following Jesus。
这里面包括我们要悔改，然后我们要跟从主。
He created us to know us。
那神造我们的时候就是要认识我们。
He saved us so that we can know Him。
他拯救我们呢，那我们可以更认识主。
So like Jesus preached to the sinners that He went out to。
那主耶稣呢，就是到罪人当中去传道。
I urge you to repent。
那我非常的就是说很诚意的邀请你去悔改。
And surrender your life to Jesus。
把您的生命呢交给主。
Live in His joy。
就能够活在那个主里面的喜乐。
Let's pray。
我们一起祷告。
Father, we just want to thank you so much。
天上的父，我们真的是要感谢。
That you are the source of the joy that is in this place。
因为呢，你就是我们喜乐的源头。
Father, it's not just because we know the people that we see。
亲爱的主，我们不只是说我们认识这些受浸的人。
It's not just because we're happy that our church family can grow in numbers。
也不只是说我们很高兴说因为那个我们教堂的人数增加。
Because but it's because we can experience your joy as we watch these baptisms take place。
是因为我们能够同样分享主你自己的喜乐。
May you continue to call us to yourself, Lord。
我们求主说你跟我们每一个人呼召。
Teach us what it means to surrender。
教导我们要怎么样把我们的生命呢交托给主。
Allow us to experience your salvation fully。
让我们能够经历主你自己的救恩。
And we ask God to find us if we are lost。
我们要求主呢，如果我们还是做罪人，我们丧失的时候，求主寻找我们。
In Jesus' name, I pray。
我们这样祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求 ，Amen。
请翻开教会圣诗287首，我奉献所有。
All to Jesus. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I free.